This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at
97.3. Weedly, weedly. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, good vibes on that one. Tickets to the Disneyland Resort. It's your chance right now to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Text the word fireworks, F-I-R-E-W-O-R-K-S. Fireworks, all one word. Text fireworks to our contest line, 20357. And you'll be qualified for the tickets and for the grand prize vacation, which includes 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is fireworks. Text it to 20357. You're entered to win. Now on to the bad news. Kanye sucks. You know, I don't know much about high fashion stuff, and like I've heard of
what?
I know. Isn't that amazing to think? I just am so effortless. I'm looking at this picture of Kanye. It's the craziest picture. First of all, he's got those black titanium teeth. I don't know what's going on with them. Like, they say Balenciaga across the front of them. If I'm Balenciaga, I'm like, close your mouth, dude. I don't want to see that. You got that picture? It also looks like he got punched in the face. He's got a huge, like, reddish bruise on one side and a big puffed up swollen lip on the other side. I sent you, it's in the prep thing. And it's just, he's a mess.
Was that the photo you were talking about?
That's the photo. Yeah, he scrolled past it. It says, can you see on his teeth there? Yeah, he's got something on his cheek. Right, he's got a huge sore in his mouth. Or maybe a fat lip. I don't know. And it says Balenciaga, which I'm like, hi, I'm Mr. Balenciaga. Please wipe that off your teeth. You are a Nazi, and I'm not having it. So this is the least of what's going on with him today. There's just a lot. Kanye West announces horrific new album his new sound is the anti-Semitic sound. And there's a KKK gown in the picture. Like, I just don't understand what he's doing.
I do.
What?
He's mentally ill.
Oh.
He has a serious...
So in other words, there's nothing to understand.
You can't understand it because he's mentally ill. And I don't know enough about it to understand how he... I don't know how that... I think it's devolves would be the... Like, what... How are you someone who in your teens is able to launch a career that ends up making you millions, but by your, what is he? Is he not even 50 yet?
He's 47.
Okay, so he's not even 50 yet. By now, he is just lost to the world.
If you're not medicated, I have bipolar too, but I think he's bipolar 1, which is a lot more severe. You older you get, it gets worse.
It
like
does,
if you're not
okay.
medicated,
so it progresses
yeah.
and okay.
Yeah.
What's going on with him being all beaten up? Look at the top of his lip and then the like the side of his face. It looks like he's actually bleeding. I don't understand what's happening here. By the way, he's also sporting a good couple week of at least of beard. If that's not, I mean, could he have glued that on?
No.
I don't remember seeing it recently. Is that like a face merkin? I don't really get it. But he's a mess in every possible way. So I don't know what he means by this new sound, the new sound of anti-Semitism. It's thought to be connected to that upcoming album that he's got, which is called Bully. His Twitter account now has only one tweet on it, which reads, "The hardest thing is to be something you're not." Okay. The new album is, who even cares? I mean, honestly, who is supporting this guy anymore? He's a nightmare. And if you're Balenciaga, you're like, please, please close your mouth.
I don't even understand what the desire, like if he's not affiliated with them, what is the desire to have that put in your mouth?
I don't know. And I thought that those teeth were unremovable. I thought those were permanently installed
in
there.
I think that's on top of his teeth.
So he just laid that on there somehow.
I think that's on top. So like he had, you know, something made to rep them. But I have to assume they've paid him for that. Why would you? I know
him?
A lot of people like to brag about what they got in their music. By the way, the first time I heard the name Mac Dre was Friday when you mentioned it.
Right.
This is a rapper here from, I read it was Vallejo and also Oakland.
Yep. This is a hyphy guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just read today, this morning, that there's going to be a big movie about him.
Oh, wow.
And I went, what? I've never heard of this guy, and now I hear about him twice in like 4 days. Big movie. About Mac Dre coming out.
It would be good.
You say Mac Dre's dead? Is that what we, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just thought I'd mention that. There's for the if you say that he's huge here locally, there's a movie.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
I'll watch it.
In other Kanye news.
Oh, yeah.
He's getting catfished.
Oh, yeah.
So Kanye posts up these screenshots. Shared all these screenshots, which he says are images of talks he's having with Joe Rogan about setting up an interview on Joe's incredibly successful podcast, Joe Rogan Experience. It's got whatever the number is, so there it is. It says Joe Rogan. This is in his phone. So whatever number he's got that he thinks is Joe Rogan's number, he clearly has an ongoing conversation. So Joe Rogan's side of the convo goes, "Love the look of it. The natural and simple look of the studio is very future. I'd love to sit down and speak with you, but I'm honestly a bit uncomfortable with your latest tweets. Is there a way we can clear the air on some of this when we sit down?" Kanye texts back, "That's what the idea would be. And yes, I'm happy to know that the tweets make you uncomfortable. They are working. As you said, I'm off the reservation, a.k.a. off the plantation." That's a tweet, a text. So during the chat, this person's claiming to be Joe Rogan, talking about, can we do this? So Joe Rogan takes a screenshot of that and puts it up. Like, I don't know if this is on, it looks like it's on Instagram. And it says, hey, Kanye, I don't know who you're talking to, but it's not me.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
Have you been getting more and more, and for the longest time, I didn't have to use my cell phone for a bunch of stuff. I was able to keep it off of the enter your cell phone here for this thing or that thing or whatever. For the longest time, I didn't have to do that. Now I'm finding myself, there's things where.
Well, they're like, now we're going to text you. You have to give me your phone number because I'm going to text you a code.
Proof that you're
on it.
So it's gotten to the point where I can't avoid it.
And you can't get anything if you don't have if you just wanted to use your landline, you can't do that.
Right. Exactly. So I've been giving it out more and I realize that's the reason it's more I'm getting, "Hey, are you still a local in San Francisco? I'm visiting soon." I'm like, "Who's this? Your number's not in my contacts."
We are so polluted at this point. It's ridiculous.
"Hey, is this so-and-so No, wrong number."
Mm.
"Well, anyway, since you're there and you live in the area, is there any way?" I'm getting multiple of these, like, just, "Hey, can I ask you?
Contact.
Can I ask you about this? I'm like,
you reply to them?
I know. I honestly, if I don't know the number, I just hit delete and report junk.
The first one was the first one. Like, I don't get these. So when it said, hey, are you still, I went, I don't know you. You're not in my contacts. Who's this? No response. Then the next one came through with a different area code. Mm. And it was that like, hey, I'm coming to town. Oh, well, you're not so-and-so. Oh, well, can I? And I went, oh, this is the new phishing thing.
This is how they catch you. This is how they just want contact. They want you to respond. Like, I always just delete, block, and report. Block the number and report.
Right.
Yeah. So it's out of control.
Well, I'd had it going for a long time where I wasn't getting that crap, and now I'm getting it.
Yeah. Anyway, Joe Rogan's like, yeah, dude, that's not me. glad you want to talk to me, though, I guess. Let's see. Oh, and there's more on the KKK gown. I just don't know. Everyone's bombed. Surprise. By the way, he's posting up this whole thing where it's the photo of the full KKK outfit. And then he says, this next album got that anti-Semitic sound. My new sound called anti-Semitic. And then he says, Ye announces that Sunday services will be returning on March 16th. So Christly. And just like that, we're back.
Okay.
Yeah. It's, he's like diametrically opposed to himself.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with him.
What I'm surprised about is that we haven't heard more, and I guess she's just staying completely away. I don't know why Kim Kardashian isn't saying more in an effort to shield her kids from this crap.
Yes. Although maybe she's learned you cannot engage with this guy.
Yeah, might be. But I would
think
the kids
do go see him. Like, he's brought them around. He brings them up on stage with him.
And that's
like
what I'm saying. These posts he's making are, look, I have a tendency to believe you can do, if something's funny, you know, you go, okay. But I have also learned that we can't really screw around with that on the public airwaves. And but he's not even trying to be funny.
Nope.
This is just him promoting the KKK and anti-Semitism. There's no value whatsoever. It's just completely offensive. And I would think the mom to the kids would be like, you can't be around that guy.
Right. Well, and for me, I think she's got a case. If she ever wanted to petition for sole custody, I would be like, here are his tweets.
Yeah.
And here is everything that has come up about him in the last 6 months. Like, it would be a no-brainer. He sells swastika t-shirts, for God's sake, at the Super Bowl. What is happening in the world right now? It's like all these crazy people are getting total platforms.
I mean, there's times where a comedian will say something like Jesus was hot and you go, okay, take it easy, people.
That seems so tame now.
It's nothing. It's not even a thing ripped. At all by comparison to, you know.
My new sound, anti-Semitism. What? Anyway, there's that. Vinny, I'm out of time. What do you got coming up? What you got coming up?
Well, a guy known as Rocket Man, the human cannonball. Misses.
Uh-oh.
And more after these.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
That seems sudden. I think I want to marry you. You got to love Bruno Mars. Like, all the songs are great. Mm-hmm. Bruno! You're pretty good at this music thing. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Yeah, it's Monday. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
I do question his commitment. I think I want to marry you.
Yeah. Well, they got nothing to do. They're like, don't please. I'm just like, blanket statement. Don't get married because you're bored. Don't do that. Find some, go roller skating, read a book.
Try to be sure.
Look into the grass, whatever. Whatever it takes.
Call back.
Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for info on everything we talked about on today's show. It's amazing.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Leading Ladies in NYC. Head to RadioAlice.com and enter for a chance to win a trip for two to New York City with round-trip airfare, two-night hotel stay, and tickets to Odyssey's Leading Ladies, starring Gwen Stefani, Lainey Wilson, Alessia Cara, Cassie Ashton, and Haven Madison. Leading Ladies in NYC. Go to RadioAlice.com.
Odyssey.
Here's what's happening. Clouds today, rain this week, starts on Wednesday. Chachi, the Rocket Man Valencia. He is a guy that you would find on the fair circuit. He is...
When you say the Rocket Man, are we talking about those people that get shot out of cannons?
Exactly that.
Okay, all right.
Chachi the Rocket Man is the guy at the fair that gets shot out of a cannon into a net.
Right, okay. Uh-oh.
Unfortunately, the Rocket Man didn't adjust for the wind.
Oh, the wind had that big of an effect on you being shot out of a cannon?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know the mistake we made, he says.
Oh, he lived.
Oh, he lived.
Oh, that's good.
It was a judgment call, probably. The mistake by Valencia happened on Sunday at the Riverside County Fair, a national date festival in Indio, California. Let's see here. His assistant is his wife.
Oh, that's nice.
When I got shot, the wind completely caught me. Cameras captured what happened next. I'll play it for you, Sarah.
And okay.
You can, wait a minute. Here it is.
All right, we're watching.
Well, it's
loading,
now, it's okay.
It's not cooperating.
That is super unfortunate. I'll finish the story.
Sorry to hear that.
Why aren't you playing, Holmes?
Just because we need it to play, Vinny. That is why.
He launches in the air like, you know, a good...
Does he get 30 feet up there? How far up does he get?
He looks pretty high.
Okay.
I'm super bummed you're not getting to see the video. I had it all queued up, and then it didn't go.
Well.
These things happen, though.
They do.
Never trust your visual aids.
Ever.
Anyway, when I got shot, the wind completely caught me. Cameras captured what happened next that we can't seem to play right now. He was propelled in the air.
Yep.
And a left or right wind carried him off course.
Oh. Can you see him getting affected by it?
Oh, you see.
Oh,
there
here
it
we
is.
Go. All right, hold on.
Oh, you
hang
had
on.
It.
Oh, boy. That was it.
He
that
had
was it,
it.
Now it's gone.
He hits the side.
Oh,
and then launches up.
Oh, no.
And
oh,
lands.
Oh. And then they cut to an ambulance.
A broken wrist, broken ribs, a bleeding liver.
Oh my God, a bleeding liver. You don't hear about that too often.
No.
Oh.
So here's a guy who tours the fairs getting shot out of a cannon.
Oh,
and the wind. And the
wind took him. You can see there's palm trees in the background and they are fully blowing.
Yeah. And he starts to swing his arms almost immediately like, uh-oh.
Oh, right on the edge. It's that last twist. That's not.
Well,
fun to watch though. Can you put that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, please?
Kids, don't be a human cannonball.
Don't be a hero, kids.
Don't what?
Don't do it.
Well, some people can't help but be a hero, Sarah.
I feel like you should try to help it.
But don't be a human cannonball.
You don't want a bleeding liver.
A guy in England tried to rob a convenience store last week, but a 42-year-old woman who was buying some candy just happened to be a fifth-degree black belt. And she's also trained in Brazilian jiu-jitsu and boxing.
Oh, my God.
She landed one big kick to this guy and chased him out of the store. Local police gave her a commendation for it.
Oh, she is a hero.
She is a hero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. But that's because she's a fifth-degree black belt with Brazilian jiu-jitsu and what was the other thing? Karate? I can't remember. Boxing.
How would you like
a
milkshake?
Well, I'd like a chocolate one, please.
No. It's a Philly cheesesteak milkshake.
Ugh.
You gonna eat that?
No.
Me neither.
Yeah, I don't want anything that's like, tastes like it's already been digested.
It's a vanilla shake with actual cheesesteak and cheese whiz mixed in.
Oh, no.
Maybe.
No.
One person vanilla? Who tried it said, honestly, it was awesome.
Oh, all right. Well, if someone says it's awesome,
I'm not. I only get so much dessert and I don't want that. For dessert.
But you tried at least?
Yeah.
If I could just I'll put my straw in and take a sip. Nothing against your straw, but you got to work a milkshake straw and you really don't want to do that to somebody. Like, here, have a sip. And then you're all like, sorry about your straw.
You need a fatter straw.
I just nuked your straw. Sorry about that. Like, you don't share straws with a milkshake, right?
Well, it depends on who I'm milkshaking with.
Even if you're milkshaking with Hugh Grant, you don't share a milk.
Oh, I didn't know that was an option. I will share. Does he want to?
Well, he wants to, but he doesn't. He didn't know you were going to nuke his straw and, pinch it out on one side.
Yeah, I've got to pinch it up into my mouth. That's nice. All right.
They also say that there's a lobster shake out there.
Oh, for God's sake. Well, please stop ruining food, everyone.
Are you saying you wouldn't eat that?
I don't know. I'm not interested in a vanilla milkshake that has chunks of meat in it of any kind. I don't want your cheesesteak. I don't want your lobster. No, I'll take it. I'll just, don't put it in. Just give it to me. Just give it to me.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vincent. You know that.
Fast facts.
I've never seen this, but have you ever seen dryer sheets labeled as vegan?
I have not, my friend.
One of the key ingredients in a lot of dryer sheets is beef fat.
What?
The dryer sheets are coated in beef fat to help make your clothes softer.
Hmm. That seems like they would put grease spots all over them.
Can you see if Bounce, like the name, the main brand that people would associate a dryer sheet as?
Yes.
Bounce. See if that one's got.
See if it's vegan.
Vegan.
Those should be vegan.
When the Truman Show was coming out in 1998.
I can't believe it was that long ago.
I know.
I love that movie.
It's one of his best. The director.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Or whatever he says.
The director, Peter Weir, wanted to have hidden cameras installed in every theater showing it and then have the movie cut to the audience watching the movie.
Oh, funny.
That would have been cool, right? What do we know about Bounce dryer sheets?
They are vegetarian. They do have a vegan line, but they are vegetarian. They don't have meat-derived protein sources, but they do have a protein source that comes from whey. Which is a byproduct of cheese, curds and whey.
Oh, huh.
So they do have something in them.
That's very strange.
But they have a vegan line.
Huh. So, okay.
So they don't have the meat.
Right, but they do have the product of an animal.
Yeah.
Right. Weird. That's like, I just would think that that would stain clothing. But don't they say that like fat is the basis of a lot of fragrances and stuff too?
I think so.
Yeah. So I guess maybe it would, you know, it would hold stuff on there. Mm. Jeez, who knows? I never would have thought. I would have thought, yes, of course those are completely vegan. What on earth animal thing would come, would they make with that?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. It's impossible to keep children from a parent without a court order, and unfortunately, it's not illegal to post insane tweets. I'm sure Kim would like nothing better than to shield them from his insanity. Never understood that partnership in the first place. All along, initially it was, why is he going out with a reality TV star?
And then it turned out she was the level-headed one.
I know. Like, what?
Yeah.
That is something.
Well, people. People are doing their thing.
You've never heard of Mac Dre. Vinny, your wife will know for sure. Listen to Too Hard for the bleepity bleep.
Oh.
Honestly.
Goodness.
You know what? I will listen to him. In rap, I don't know where I sort of strayed off, but I always liked it to sound kind of hardcore. Is he pretty gnarly?
No. It's hyphy. It's fun. It's get talent. So Get Stupid and Thizzle Dance. That's your homework.
Okay,
those are two very popular songs from him.
I like Chuck D from Public Enemy because he sounded gnarly.
Yeah.
Angry.
You know, I liked NWA because they were not, that's like, it felt like punk rock to me. It felt very, oh my God.
I love Mac. You'll love Mac Dre.
Okay.
Yeah. No doubt.
Maybe. You don't know.
No.
I know.
703 says, Vinny, never respond. Never respond. Do what Sarah tells you. Well, I didn't know.
Now you know. I thought
it was someone actually reaching out to me, right. And I'm going, I don't know anyone from 213.
Right.
What is this?
And frankly, just responding to a text would be fine. It's if they send a link or something. Like Fast Track is, yeah, I hear you. Fast Track is not trying to get you to click their link in your text, just
right.
So you know. That toll that they're saying that you're, you know, that we're all getting now. We're on to you, fake Fast Track.
4 and 5. You've never heard of Mac Dre, the Thizzle Dance. That's it, right?
Oh, the Thizzle Dance.
Okay. And 415 says, Vinny, don't reply, sucker. I get it.
I didn't give the guy any money. Don't worry.
I kept my line clean for so long, I didn't realize that now it's just polluted and ruined.
Yeah, give up like the rest of us have. All right, ready to play a game? Here we go. How old's that guy? Let's start with Sharon Stone. How old's that guy, Vinny? How old's Sharon Stone?
63.
64, Bob.
She is 67 years old. That's a point for Mateo. How old is Chuck Norris, Maddie?
I'm going to say he's 76.
77.
He is 85, and that's a point for Vinny. We're tied 1-1. How old is Olivia Wilde? Threw it all away for Chance with Harry Styles. Vinny, how old is Olivia Wilde?
37.
36.
41. That's a point for Vinny. Point for Vinny.
By the way, did you see the story about him?
No.
He's going to do a residency at the Sphere.
Oh, is he? As a comedian? Oh,
what,
Harry Styles. I thought you were talking about Ted Lasso. Sorry.
No.
That's great. Somebody else is doing a residency there that I thought was interesting. Let's see if I can find it. I probably won't be able
to. It's okay. I didn't mean to sidetrack you. You brought him up as the guy who she threw it all away for. Yeah. And I don't know if it's locked in yet, but Harry is in talks to do, I don't know how many weeks.
Yeah, I'm sure people are clamoring to do time there because people are like I would be 10 times more likely to go see Harry Styles if he was at the Sphere. I wouldn't make a trek to Vegas to see him just anywhere. I want to see a show there so bad.
Me too.
Carrie Underwood. How old is she, Maddie? How old is Carrie Underwood? Back on American Idol, but as a judge now.
Oh.
41.
All right, what do you think?
And beefing with What's Her Bucket.
Who's Carrie beefing with?
Katy Perry.
Oh, are they? I thought they were
Okay, what's the question? How old is Katy Perry?
No, how old is Carrie Underwood?
Carrie Underwood.
You said 30. What did you say?
41.
41.
Oh, I'm going to go 40.
Oh, I'm sorry. She's 42. You could have gotten 2 points on that. We're tied again. Oh, no. All right. Let's see here. Anyway, Vinny, how old is John Hamm? How old's John Hamm?
52.
What do you think, Maddie?
I'll go 53.
He is 54. That's 3 points for Maddie, 2 points for Vincenzo.
He's clearly figured out how to mother bleep people.
Yeah, thanks. I learned from the best.
Maddie, you're first. How old is Shannon Tweed? Shannon Tweed, softcore queen, Gene Simmons' wife,
oh my
Playboy
God.
Centerfold.
She was my dream Shannon girl when Tweed. I was like 12.
Yeah. 74.
74. What do you think, Vin?
75.
She is 68.
Oh!
And by a score of 4-2.
Yes.
Man.
Maddie is on the show, guys.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Maddie, he's on the show. Yes, Maddie, he's on the show. Yes, Maddie.
Yep. Woo! Goodbye. Be sure to listen all day. We would love it if you were here to pick up some of these Disneyland resort tickets. Jane's got it 4 times in her show. We got a chance for you at 12:05 and then at 3:45 and 6:05. Have a great Monday. I know it's not the bestest of days, what with the whole time change and everything, but everything will be better tomorrow when it's Tuesday, and we'll see you then.
Thank you.
What? Wake up. Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.